Now let's hear that back to back with a piece called The Happy Tailor, an example of genuine klezmer music. Mahler's klezmerish dance music both places the forested scene within the Central European environment in which he grew up, as well as acknowledges the irony and bittersweet nature of life, the life we slowly dance through, muddle through as best we can. Just moments after we hear the dance music and moments before the funeral march returns, Mahler inserts the music, not the words, of his own song number 4 from the Songs of a Wayfarer. This was the music that represented the ultimate resignation of the jilted lover. The message? Perhaps, according to Mahler, we must resign ourselves to the stupid, sometimes arbitrary, sometimes brutal, bitterly ironic aspects of life and to the sure inevitability of death. Finally, as the movement approaches its conclusion, as this mammalian and avian procession nears the freshly dug grave, we hear this weird, circus-like, herky-jerky music of celebration, followed by a hushed return to the funeral march. How unhappy are these animals at the huntsman's death, really? August Beer was one of the few opening night critics that didn't pan Mahler's First Symphony completely, although his review is still damning enough. I quote it in part. It is the extraordinary technical abilities of Mahler which hinder rather than assist him. He frankly staggers us with his compositional virtuosity, which would be unthinkable without a thorough absorption of the scores of Berlioz and Wagner. He is easily led astray by his technical superiority into using harsh colors and exaggerations of expression, unquote. True, Mahler's symphonic language is one of expressive exaggeration, of musical juxtapositions, of inclusivity. Mahler's famous dictum that, quote, the symphony is the world, it must contain everything within it, unquote, expresses specifically his own musical and compositional philosophy. Onward to Mahler's symphonies numbers 2 and 3, where the questions of life and redemption, nature and humankind's place within the natural world are examined as no other symphonic composer, perhaps excepting Beethoven, ever examined them. Thank you.